Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, for our monthly update in agricultural history. Dr. Vail, the Morrill Land Grant Act of 1862 really changed the face of higher education in America, and by so doing, really changed America itself. Talk a little bit about the origins of the Morrill Land Grant Act of 1862 and why it even came about to begin with.
Most of us are excited about land-grant universities because of the agricultural work that they do, but also because of their football teams. Their origins and the calls to establish land-grant colleges almost came from ideas from the founding of the country. And so men like Jonathan Baldwin Turner of Illinois College, and then ultimately Justin Smith Morrill of Vermont, had tried to address growing calls for agricultural colleges leading up to the Civil War. So part of their origins had to do with challenging privatized knowledge and the training up to that point. Education had been extremely privatized. And so only a specific group of people could get trained in the ways that sort of society types wanted. And so that was part of the call. There's also a growing effort to teach military tactics, agricultural and engineering methodologies, but also combine those with science and humanities. So ultimately, what a land-grant college would do in the minds of the early people is to promote the liberal and practical education of industrial classes rather than just the elites for several professions in life.
And Dr. Vail, as part of that, within the language of the Morrill Act of 1862, it talks about the leading object would be instruction in agriculture and other fields, including mechanical, scientific, and technical research, along with the humanities.
Absolutely. I mean, we still have these conversations today about the combination of science and humanities work, or what we call today STEM and humanities. And really, one of the legacies has to do with this combination. The founders of the land-grant colleges throughout the country, and certainly Abraham Lincoln, all saw this as an opportunity for Americans who lived on what they would call the frontier at the time, new opportunities to be trained in agriculture and sort of the technical sciences, but also get a sense of what we call the humanities and be sort of well-rounded individual, as not just in terms of a work life, but also in terms of a democracy.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, for a monthly update in agricultural history. Dr. Vail, talk about the legacy that is the Morrill Act and land-grant universities.
One of the fun legacies, of course, are the football teams and other sports that land-grants specifically provide. I mean, that's just for fun. But I would say a more serious legacy is this idea of a democratic knowledge for a public good. That means people who grow up in farming communities, people who grow up in ranching communities, people who grow up in rural places have equal access to the knowledge and the training that they need to go into those professions or go into other professions. So there's a real democratic ideal as probably one of the key legacies, but also there's a key legacy in terms of land-grant colleges and universities and agricultural science. Science as service, not just in terms of innovation, but also discovery. So there's a key sort of cultural democratic part, but also a scientific part.
And Dr. Vail, give us the latest update. What's happened this month in agricultural history?
In the same theme, we go back to July 1862 when President Abraham Lincoln signed the Morrill Land-Grant Act into law this month in 1862, and again to establish state-based institutions for higher learning, specifically for agricultural, technical, and cultural opportunities. I mean, I think botanist Charles Bessie says it best. He started out at Iowa State, but then moved to University of Nebraska at Lincoln, so those of us in Nebraska know him well, but he said that his main priority was to prepare students so that they could easily adapt to the coursework and practical skill training and the industrial college provided to the work of life and yet retain culture and discipline. And I think that sums up the legacy of this month in agricultural history.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for this month's update in agricultural history. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett's.